This is KALW San Francisco 91.7, also webcast by our friends in Berlin at multicult.fm. I'm Dori Stein, and as is the tradition every Saturday night at 11 o'clock, we do Gaza Corner. And two subjects that I follow closely are Palestine and Israel, and also Turkey and Kurdistan. And over the years, I've compiled, particularly because I did so many tangents, Turkey music tours in Turkey, I also was very politically interested. And I compiled a very large file of Kurdish news links and contacts that have kept me informed for the last decade plus. But that network is largely destroyed now because of Turkey shutting down virtually all opposition media and making Turkey the world's number one prison for journalists. And that's not hyperbole. That is an absolute fact. They have the most journalists on earth in prison, despite the fact their population doesn't compare to countries like China. I believe there are ongoing massacres taking place, likely on a daily basis, in the southeast of Turkey by Turkish forces against Kurdish civilians. But it's harder and harder to have these atrocities documented. Towns and cities have been literally razed to the ground. The historic, the incredibly beautiful historic part of Diyarbakir, where I took one of the tangents groups called Sur, S-U-R, the spiritual capital for Turkey's Kurds, has been destroyed, leveled to the ground, as has significant parts of Shizre and Nusaybin. It is documented that about 176 Kurdish civilians earlier in the year were burned to death in two basements where they were hiding in Shizre, scared to death to go outside because they thought they would be shot. Instead, the Turkish security forces threw incendiary devices into the basements and burned them all to death, and then removed the evidence by actually bulldozing where they had been congregated, and now it's just leveled ground. If you Google basement massacres, Çizre, C-I-Z-R-E, C-I-Z-R-E, you'll find articles. Turkey has a free hand to commit genocide against its own Kurdish population because of its strategic value as a geopolitical pawn for the United States and the EU. The EU wants to just dump refugees in Turkey, hence its reluctance to be critical of Turkey. And Obama was under the delusion of thinking Turkey could be a credible coalition partner in the fight against ISIS. And the United States now, more than ever, with Trump's election and his appointment of retired General Mike Flynn, National Security Advisor, this will mean not only will the United States not dare criticize Turkey, but on the contrary, will encourage Turkey's self-destructive policies. It's likely Trump, because of Flynn's advocacy, will extradite Turkey's most wanted man, alleged coup plotter, cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania currently. The one shining development in Turkey the last few years was the emergence of a new political party led by a transcendent political figure. The party is known as the HDP. It's the most progressive in Turkey's history. There has never been a party such as the HDP. It's very green, extremely environmental, as opposed to Turkey's ruler, Erdogan, who is, I mean, if there was a cement party, he would be like, you know, he would be the ruler because he is pro-cement. I mean, if you know anything about Istanbul 20 years ago and looking at it today, the greenery is gone. He is a shopping mall-aholic. He just builds malls and mosques. The HDP is also a voice of tolerance and outspoken for gay rights. It's pro-Kurdish. It preaches nonviolence. the co-leader of the HDP is Selahattin Demirtas, who is perhaps a once-in-a-generation political leader. On November 4th, in the middle of the night, Demirtas' home was raided, and he is now in prison. Around the same time, the government shut down Turkey's remaining Kurdish media and jailed mayors in Turkey's southeast, where the Kurdish population is predominant. Human Rights Watch concluded in a recent release, you can see it on its website, quote, effectively closing down parliamentary politics for the Kurdish political movement in Turkey carries grave risks for the human rights of Kurds and all other citizens in Turkey and the country's democracy, unquote. I went to the HDP's website. I found this statement, which I'll excerpt briefly. The title of the statement, it comes from November 4th, earlier in that day, was the raiding of Selahattin Demirtas, and this was right after he was imprisoned. So the title is "The End of Democracy in Turkey." Quote: "Last night, the purge of President Erdogan against our party has reached another peak. Our co-chairs Selahattin Demirtas and Fegin Yüksekdag, along with 11 members of parliament of our party, have been detained across Turkey. More arrests are to be expected. The goal of these measures is to shut down the third largest party in parliament, the HDP. This is a dark day, not only for our party, but for all of Turkey and the region, as it means the end of democracy in Turkey." And let me interject that these politicians are accused of, pardon the pun, trumped up charges of a variety of terrorist offenses, ranging from spreading terrorism propaganda to being leading members of the armed Kurdistan Workers' Party, known as the PKK. Turkey commits all its human rights violations and war crimes in the name of national security and labels anyone it opposes a terrorist. Although the biggest perpetrators of terrorist acts in Turkey is the Turkish state itself. Let me resume the HDP statement. Quote, thousands of members, executives, elected mayors, and city council members affiliated with the HDP or our sister party, the DBP, have already been sent to prison on groundless charges since our electoral victory in June 2015. Yet the coup attempt on July 15, 2016, and the subsequent declaration of a state of emergency has been the welcome opportunity for President Erdogan to eliminate all opposition. There is no freedom of expression, no freedom of press, no academic freedom, and no fair and independent judicial system anymore. With government decrees gaining the power of law, over 170 media outlets critical of Erdogan have been banned. More than 130 journalists are in prison, including world-renowned authors and intellectuals. More than 80,000 people have been detained since July 15th, and about half of them are in prison right now. The elected co-mayors of Diyarbakir from our party were arrested and sent to prison. About 30 democratically elected Kurdish mayors are now in prison, and about 70 of them were dismissed by the central government, unquote. Actually, it goes on to say, we strongly condemn the detainment of our co-chairs, Selahattin Demirtas and Fegin Yüksekdag, as well as our members of parliament. The manufactured charges against them and all other party members must be dropped. History has shown over and over again that any power based on brute force is outlived by the struggle for justice and freedom. We will not surrender to these dictatorial policies and call upon our friends around the world to stand in solidarity in our struggle to prevent Erdogan to steer the country into a civil war and further despotism. Unquote. There's a note that co-leader Demirtas, the leader I admire very much, he sent from prison through his attorneys. It's a very brief statement. What he says is the fact, quote, the fact that we, along with our members of parliament, were taken hostage as the result of what amounts to a civilian coup d'etat is not merely an attack on us as individuals. This is a new step taken by those who have step-by-step implemented various plots to consolidate a one-man rule in Turkey. It should not be forgotten that this attack aimed at us, defenders of a sisterly, equal, free, and peaceful life in our country, is also a joint attack on all forces of democracy. There is no doubt that the only way out is to stand shoulder to shoulder, whatever the circumstances may be, against such regimes, and to spread the common struggle against fascism. This empire of fear will no doubt be dispersed soon. We will continue our struggle under all conditions and without losing our faith in democratic politics. Even if we are between four walls, we will continue to be part of the struggle outside and benefit from the joy of the never-ending halei of freedom, never forgetting that we are all under the same sky." Unquote. The words of HDP co-leader Demirtas. With a new administration in the U.S., and this is me talking now, it's likely to give Turkey its full support to commit war crimes and human rights abuses, and with an EU that is so freaked out by the thought of accommodating more refugees that it dares not use its leverage against Turkey, I wonder what force or voice will rise up to defend the defenseless in Turkey. Thank you.